She looks over at me, putting her hand on my shoulder.
Will you tell me the legend again?
Her pleading eyes are a beautiful golden color, just like our mother's. You know the legend, Aurelia. I scold her, making her huff out of breath. I can't help but laugh at her sad expression. Okay, I will tell you again. She claps her hands.
Oh, Killian, thank you.
I cough for a dramatic effect before I start. The legend of the realm begins with Celeste, the fairy goddess of the moon. It is said that she is the keeper of the fairies who fell from the heavens to the earth. She was the most beautiful fairy who ever lived and bestowed all her fairies with beautiful faces that pleased her. She gave them many colors and many gifts, which we still have to this day. We have the speed of the greatest wind. Warriors were gifted with the fierceness of her husband, Celian, the most powerful warrior of all. She gifted the fairies with the music of the angels and a land rich in color and food. Celeste also bestowed the gift of magic to our people, allowing us the freedom to play and dance, but also allowing us to protect ourselves from the human realm. Magic allows us to hide in plain sight and change our appearance. It is also said that on a night of the Silver Moon, a fairy will be born into the human realm who is the child of Celeste and Celian. This fairy will possess the gifts of all the fairies who ever lived, and that when this fairy finds their true love, they can pass into the fairy realm together, living among fairies for the rest of their lives.
Killian, there is more!
My sister whines. Yes, there is, but we need to get back. Standing up, I reach for her hand.
It's so romantic,
she sings dreamily. I have to laugh at her. It is only a story, Ari. She pushes my shoulder.
You are not romantic at all. How can you even call yourself a fairy, brother?
This causes me to laugh harder. Because I am a fairy, sister. Aurelia shakes her head at me as we walk towards our home.
Are you coming to the dance tonight, Killian?
Looking over, I shrug.
You know Tatiana will be there, and she's hoping to dance with you.
Sister, I do not need you to make a match for me. I am well able to find a fairy for myself, I scold, putting my arm around her shoulder.
I know, but I just want you to be happy.
She smiles at me. I am happy, Ari. I will eventually find my true mate. Don't worry. She kisses my cheek.
I love you, Killian. But while you wait, you can dance and have some fun. Besides, I want to go, but I need an escort.